down in water cooler all over the country. Everyone's talking about the big dance, March Madness, also known as the NCAA College Basketball Tournament. Fans are in a frenzy all over the country. People are filling out their brackets. You got to pick your 64 and how they're going to make it down to the Final Four and all that. Of course, the first fan, President Barack Obama, he is no different. He takes his sports very seriously. So we have our friend Andy Katz. He is the senior college basketball writer for ESPN and ESPN.com. We're all fighting for an interview with the president. You walk down there, you just start filling out brackets. How did this happen?
Well, when I interviewed him in October for a piece on Outside the Lines on his brother-in-law, Craig Robinson, at the end of the interview, I looked at then-Senator Obama and said, look, there's one campaign promise you're going to have to keep. If you win in March, I'm coming to the White House to fill out the bracket. And my producer said, wait, did you just invite yourself to the White House? And I said, yes. And to their credit, Robert Gibbs, his press secretary, and the president remembered when I sent in the request and said, oh, yeah, we're doing this.
And here's the president actually talking about his brackets with Andy. Take a look.
Here, I've got a little upset. I like Syracuse. Oklahoma, they have the player of the year.
Right.
But they play like seven guys. And I think you start getting worn down. I still think that Duke, a lot of skilled perimeter players, they just don't have the muscle inside.
Right. Dwan Blair,
I think Blair, Sam Young. Blair is going to eat him up. Here, I think Wake.
Now, what happened? Everyone was picking Arizona. What happened to Arizona? Is it McCain?
It has nothing to do with McCain.
All right.
I think Arizona's a great state. I love playing golf there, but they just squeaked in.
Yes, one of the last ones.
Based on reputation.
All right.
So, Andy, no politics involved in making selections and that. But he used a little intellect and a little gut there as well, a little mix.
I was amazed at how, with everything going on, he knew about Ty Lawson's jam right toe, the point guard for North Carolina. He knew that Tony Douglas of Florida State had been hot. And as you saw there,
doesn't know that.
Yes, of course. And knew that Dwan Blair is better in the post for Pitt than Duke's Kyle Singler.
Well, you know, I keep thinking about Duke. And what is it when the president says you don't have the muscle? I mean, the president just doesn't have the muscle. I don't know there.
Well, his aide, Reggie Love, played at Duke, but he had no problem.
No problem.
Dismissing Duke.
But he loved Louisville.
Yes.
So we have his final four picks, right?
Yes.
The president's
yes.
final four picks. All right. And Diane, do you have your...
I do. Do we have time for our picks? No, we don't have time.
Oh, but come on, throw one. Oh,
Sports Center at noon, you're going to get to see all this, so you can Andy will help you fill out your brackets. Do you want to be like the president or like Andy? That's the question.
Barackatology.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。